To become a dad making a difference, we must be able to effectively direct and balance the demands of our work with the demands and needs of our family. And we must be able to manage our resources effectively, resources like time, money. So my question to you is this: how effective are you right now in your organization and balance? Well, that's what we're diving into today on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. We are continuing our mini series on the Fatherhood 360 framework, and our pillar today is organization and balance. And I'm going to give you your keys to setting up organization and balance in your week-to-week planning so that you can live a life of significance. This episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast starts right now. You are listening to the Dads Making a Difference podcast, the number one podcast for men driven to live a life of significance. Men who want to make a difference in the lives of their families, in their business, and in the world around them. My name is Cam Hall, founder of Fight the Dadbot and leader of the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Now, let's dive in. Hello, my friend. Welcome to this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. My name is Cam Hall. I'm your host. And if you are joining me for the first time, welcome. I'm so excited you're here, but we're going to do a little redirection. Because right now, today, we are diving into the fifth topic, the fifth pillar in the Fatherhood 360 framework. We're continuing our mini series to finish off 2023 to give you a foundation on the six key areas which we focus on in Dads Making a Difference. This is going to be pillar number five, step number five in the Fatherhood 360 framework. So if you are just joining me now and this is your first episode, welcome. After you listen to this, go back, listen to previous episodes. I'm going to make reference to some episodes in the past, but we have already done the first four pillars in the Fatherhood 360 framework, those being a commitment to physical and mental health, fostering strong and healthy relationships, a commitment to personal and professional growth, responding appropriately last week. And then this week, we're diving into pillar number five, organization in balance. So if you're new here, welcome. We're going to dive in. I'm going to give you some stuff today on how you can effectively direct and balance the demands of your work with the demands of being a father, being a husband, and being a community member. We're also going to talk about managing financial resources effectively. My goal here with the Dads Making a Difference podcast is to give you some ideas, some actionable steps each and every episode that you can walk away with and implement right now to move you in the direction of living a life of significance where you can make an impact and influence others. So here we go. We're going to dive in. Like I said, if you are new here, welcome. Listen to this one. Go back and listen to the previous four episodes to get caught up. These are not separate frameworks. These are not separate pillars, in the framework. They are all intertwined. That's why it's called the Fatherhood 360 framework, because this whole circle of the six pillars, the four that I've already gone over, today's organization and balance, and next week we'll finish with building capacity in others, building capacity in our family. These six are so interwoven that they come up all the time in our personal and professional development, our development as leaders, as husbands, as followers. And so listen to this, go back and catch the other four right away after. All right, organization and balance. Let's dive in. First of all, here's how we define organization and balance within the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind and here on the podcast. A dad effectively directs and balances the demands of his work with the needs of his family and manages his financial resources effectively. Now, here's a little caveat, guys. I am not a financial expert by any means. I have struggled in finances in my life. This is one of my greatest areas of weakness. This is something that when I was a young man, I didn't have the financial literacy. I didn't know the frameworks to follow to start. Man, I wish that when we all know that, hey, I'm almost 43, but we all know that I wish I knew then what I know now, especially when it comes to finances. But I didn't, but I do now. And I've learned so much along the way Kim and I in our marriage have learned so much. A little insight to the successes and celebrations that we have in our family is that as of the end of 2023, we set out on a mission at the beginning of 2022. So 2 years ago, we set out on a mission to make sure that we were going to be consumer debt free. And I got to give you something. This is not me bragging. This has been an incredible, stressful journey for us. Because before we got married, we each had our own financial background, our own money mindset. So we came into this relationship and we had to come together in our family and decide how we're going to do this, which, by the way, foreshadowing, we are going to have a fantastic episode coming up early in the new year with Bell Nelson, who's going to talk about starting your family, starting your marriage, or if you're right now in your marriage for a couple of years, like we are 12 years, to set up financial security and a financial plan for you and your marriage. We're going to have that coming up here in the new year. But Kim and I came together and we had to create a plan based on what we wanted for our family, a plan on what I wanted personally, what she wanted personally, professionally. And we had to start putting into action. Let's just say we had to put our money where our mouth is, pun intended. We had to do what with our money, which we knew we needed to do, even though it was hard. And so I've always been a sucker for, I don't know, shiny, fancy things. I don't know why. Maybe it's because growing up, I just felt like I never really fit in. And I was always looking for acceptance, acknowledgement from others. And so I felt that maybe through material things, I could find that. Of course, we cannot. And as a dad, you need to know that. I hope this is a lesson that you can teach your kids, teach your families, that we are not looking for the approval of others through the crap that we buy. But we learned a very valuable lesson. We found ourselves in a ridiculous amount of consumer debt. And so since the beginning of 2022, we started 2022 kind of in a low spot. You know, guys, I was on a medical leave for the first 3 months of 2022. We shut down Fight the Dad Bod for a period of time. I didn't have dads making a difference. This came out of that medical leave in 2022. That was a crazy, crazy year. Wow. I look back at that as a crazy year, but here we are end of 2023. And Kim and I have been able to successfully pay off $68,000 in consumer debt. Now, first of all, you're going to be like, Cam, what the hell? You had $68,000 in consumer debt. Hey, but that's like a line of credit that we use to develop our basement, build a garage, so expand some things around the house. And then some things along the way that we were just like credit cards here and there, some trips, things like that, that we just weren't very mature about planning. But now we are much more mature or trying to be. But we have been able to aggressively pay down this debt over the last 2 years. And it's just a weight off our shoulders. So that's all I'm going to talk about finances. Because what I want you to do, if you are diving into a series right now where you're like, okay, let's get into the six pillars, Cam, but I have these things in my life that I'm really focusing on. Maybe you're focusing right now, the six pillars, yours is this financial resources, managing financial resources effectively. If you have debt right now that's on your shoulders, that feels overwhelming, that feels like you have no hope, because that's how we felt. We didn't know where to turn. We didn't know what to do. I remember looking at my bank account. Man, I get emotional thinking about this. I remember looking at my bank account on a camping trip in 2019 when I was just about, 2018, correct, 2018. I was just about to fly to Toronto for a mastermind event. To sit in, I paid $1,800 to be a sit-in member at a mastermind event that weekend in Toronto, Canada. And I was supposed to fly out in 4 days. And here I was sitting in our tent trailer next to the lake, beautiful area. We love it going there. And I've told the story earlier on episodes, like episodes one or two, I think. But man, I sat there and I just wept because I had opened up my bank account and I had $237 in my checking account. And you might say, yeah, $237, but you had all the savings. No, we had no savings, but we did have about $75,000 in debt. And it was just like every month we were going a little bit more under and a little bit more under. Kim was just coming back. She hadn't had a full-time position in her job for years. She never really did. And then she went on to mat leaves and she was permanent part-time. And now she's working full-time, which is fantastic. She has been for a couple of years. But man, I just think at that time and how foolish we were with our money. And not foolish, we just didn't know what we didn't know. So I sought out help. And when you seek out help, you got to seek out from experts. I am not a financial expert, but I've had financial experts on this podcast, financial experts who have helped me aggressively get rid of this debt over the last 2 years. Creatively, of course, but also aggressively. And so I encourage you, go back, listen to episode 30 with Lance Baleen. Listen to episode 40 with Rocky Lalvani. These are two men who I respect, and I didn't have them on here just because I saw their name and I knew that they were financial experts. I had them in on this podcast because of the differences that their engagement in my life and their recommendations in my life changed our trajectory. So I want you to go back and listen to those episodes. That is all I'm going to talk about finances right now. I want to talk about the other stuff. I want to talk about effectively directing and balancing the demands of your work and your family. John Vroman, he has a mastermind podcast called Front Row Dads. You should go check it out. It's really cool. Just make sure you still listen here. And his tagline is family men with businesses, business, not businessmen with families. And so when I talk to John, John's going to hopefully be able to, we're going to get him on the podcast here early in 2024. When I talked to John and I asked him about his background in that tagline, it reminded me of this pillar, because balancing the demands of work and family can be really tough. And we hear this cliche, this, oh, I need work-life balance. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't exist. Work-life balance does not exist. In DMD, we have these four quadrants that we focus on. And we talk about how in each one of these quadrants, you may need more focus. So I want you to think that in your life, you are not going to be able to achieve balance, work-life balance, let's say. Instead, you are going to be able to achieve a skill of counterbalance. This is what I mean by that. Counterbalance simply means you give attention to what is needed in that moment, while prioritizing what's most important. What is needed and what is most important are two different things. Okay, so let me reiterate that. Counterbalance is that you give attention to what is needed while prioritizing what's much, which is most important. It could be two different things. So if work, your business, it's busy, you're facing something that you have to take care of. A couple of guys in my community, they're accountants, and it's getting to the end of the year and people are coming at them. It's a busy time, but they also know they're heading into the holidays where they want to spend time with their family. They have young kids. They want to be present with them. They want to be engaged in family activities. They want to be conscious about taking care of their health and their other pillars in their Fatherhood 360 framework. So how do we do this? Well, we coach them through it. How do you give attention to what is needed? The finances, the clients, the business, the work. How do you do that in a way where you have open communication with the people around you, with your wife, with your kids, with your family to say, hey, listen, I love you because you are most important to me and I will always be here for you. But right now in this time, I need to give attention to this, so that it doesn't distract me from the time I have with you. It might mean that I'm away a little bit more this week. It might mean I miss a dinner or two this week, but it doesn't mean I don't love you. It means that Dad is putting his attention right now to what is busy so that I can prioritize what matters most. I am still prioritizing you, and here's how I'm doing it. I'm not thinking about work when I'm with you. I'm not side doing work on my phone while I sit on the floor next to you pretending to play Lego. I am not laying in your bed reading a story to you and not really thinking about the story because we've read it so many times, I could almost recite it. And subconsciously in my brain, I'm doing work. I want to be present with you in that moment. You matter most. So men, prioritize what matters most. But that doesn't mean what matters most always has all your time. Prioritize your attention. If you can prioritize your attention and you can start to control where you put your attention, then the amount of time becomes less of an issue. Now, yes, I want you to spend more time with your family. Yes, I want you to spend more time with your kids. This is all important stuff. I would love for you to be retired, living free, financially secure, not working a day in your life, spending every day with your kids. Now, it's going to drive you crazy because we all need our space. We all need something. We all need purpose. We all need something that we're working towards. But guys, you need to be able to prioritize what matters most by being present in the moment, not diverting your attention to the things that are busy. So counterbalance, going back to counterbalance, is giving attention where it's needed, spending a couple hours in the week extra on work. This is done through planning your week out. I'm going to go there in a minute. But planning your week out intentionally and openly so you can say, sit down at the table and you can say to your spouse, say to your family, listen, Dad has this coming up on Tuesday and Thursday. I'm going to be out of the house 6 to 7:30. It's going to keep me out late. I'm sorry. I'm going to miss your volleyball game this week. I'm going to make your volleyball game next week. I promise. But right now, I need to get this done so I can provide for you, but also that I can be present for you. Because if I don't have this done and it's sitting in my head and on my shoulders, I'm not going to be the dad and the husband that you need me to be. Okay? So listening to this right now, you might be disagreeing with me. You might not be. But here is how you may want to plan your week. I'm not a big prescriptive how to plan your week type of guy because everybody's life is different. Everybody's brain is different. And within Dad's Making a Difference, what we do is we create a framework for you. We take a map, we take a concept, and then we make it yours because everybody's week is different. So here is something that I have found has worked for me. It has worked for the men that I have coached. It has worked for the men that I am working with. And yes, there are times where we have to put little spins on it to make it work better in their scenario. Hey guys, I wanted to take a moment and talk about our community of DMD brothers in the DMD Mastermind. We are men who help each other to stay focused and intentional in our pursuits of personal, professional, physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual growth. We are a community of men who bring courage, wisdom, and transparency to unfiltered conversations that challenge us to be more impactful men, to be dads making a difference. We do this through our online and in-person events where men come together to speak into each other's lives and then turn around and do the deep work to create change in their families, in their businesses, and in the community around them. If you are wondering if this community might be right for you, you can find more information on the DMD Mastermind, and you can also book a call directly with me at dmdmastermind.com. Now, let's get back to our show. Okay, so here's how we're gonna plan out our week, guys. I've talked about this a little bit in past episodes, but I am going to share this with you. First of all, you want to be able to plan your week before it starts. Because here's the truth. Time can be one of our greatest barriers. I don't have the time for that. When am I going to work out? I don't have the time. When am I going to be able to have a date night with my wife? I don't have the time. When am I going to be able to meet up with my buddies? Because, hey, we need friends and we need to do things with our friends. But I don't have the time. Here's the truth. This is a quote from Charles Buxton. It says, you will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it. Substitute in the word create for make there. You will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must create it.
But Cam, we only have 24 hours in the day.
Yeah, everybody has the same 24 hours in the day. I get it. But how are you going to create time in your 24-hour day for the things that are important? And how are you going to create specific time for the things that require your attention? So the first thing you're going to do, and I want to tell you a little bit about this. This perfect week is what I call it, the perfect week formula. It's a book right back here by Craig Ballantyne. Go to, you can search Craig Ballantyne, perfect week formula. I encourage you to pick up this book. It's really fantastic. It helped me plan out my week. So this is where this is coming from. So first you got to control your time, because if you control your time, you control your life. So you must create boundaries to control your time. When you control your time, that means you're going to eat healthier, you're going to be more active, and life actually becomes a little bit easier. This goes back to the quote from The One Thing, another book I read, which says, what is the one thing I can do that makes everything else easier or unnecessary? I'm going to tell you right now, it's planning your week in advance. So here is your perfect week. Here's the first thing you want to do. On Sunday or Saturday, before your week starts, if your week calendar, we have a week calendar up in our kitchen, where everybody puts in there, we sit down family night, Sunday night, actually in about an hour after I record this, because it is Sunday right now. In about an hour, we'll sit down around the table and we will have our family meeting and we will plan out this week. So there you go. There's a little hint. Do this as a family thing. Don't just do it yourself. Do it with your wife. If your kids are little, my kids are 11 and 9. They'll sit with us at the table. Why? Because Braylon's got hockey and he's got climbing and Maya's got climbing and she's got basketball and Kimi's coaching basketball and I'm supervising basketball at a different school and we got lots of stuff going in the evenings. I got podcast interviews. We got lots of stuff going on. So we do this as a family. We are engaged in the process together so that we can be transparent to each other, so that we can show that we are prioritizing each other even though we are busy. All right. So here's how we do it. We sit down, we plan our week. First, we're going to put in our non-negotiables. Those are the big rocks in your week. 7 Habits for Highly Effective People. Some of this language will be consistent with that too. So first, you're going to find your non-negotiables, your big rocks. So these are the things for me that are big rocks. Now, I'm going to tell you guys transparently, I don't hit this 100% of the time. But if we're hitting this 80% of the time where we get our big rocks in every week, that's our goal. 7 for 7 in a week, 7 days in a row, where we follow our schedule exactly, that is a huge win for us. But you know what else is a win? 5 out of 7, 6 out of 7. Don't beat yourself up about it. Put structures in place. And as you keep going, you will get better at this. First for me, Kim and I do this. This is probably our greatest area of growth right now, meaning our weakness that we need to focus on is date night. So we schedule in a date night. Often we have found in the last 3 weeks, that date night has been interrupted. It has been interrupted by events in my job. It has been interrupted by Kim getting called into the hospital late at night. It has been interrupted by kids' activities. Now we need to be more, she's going to listen to this week. Kim, my pledge is that we are going to be more intentional about this right now. So for me, big rock is date night. Big rock is also family time. Friday evenings is popcorn and movie night with the family. Now, we are slowly making a shift. Not so much slowly. We didn't watch a movie this week. We actually sat down and played a game. So we're making a shift from popcorn movie night to we'll get out. Actually, we went to a basketball game, a university basketball game. And shortly after that game, instead of going home for popcorn movie night, we drove out into the country and we sat there in the dark and we watched the aurora, because the number on the aurora forecast was high. And my son has never seen the Northern Lights, nor had my wife. And so we drove out to the country in the pitch dark and we watched the aurora for about 45 minutes. So family time, family date night, popcorn movie night, trip out into the country, a drive, going to an event, going to a show, doing something together. That's family time. That's Friday nights for us. So we put that in our calendar. Now, what are your big rocks? What are some of those big non-negotiables that you have? Is it volunteering? Is it seeing a friend? Is it coffee? I meet a friend every so often at 6:30 a.m. at Starbucks for a coffee. We try to do this once a month. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but every 3 weeks or so we'll meet at 6:30 in the morning, Starbucks for a coffee. And that 1 hour plan, I know, usually takes two. So by 9 o'clock, I know from 6:30 to 9 on a Saturday morning, once a month, I'm visiting my friend Kevin and we're hanging out. Now, for you, I want you to put in your big rocks. What you notice here about these big rocks, these non-negotiables, I did not mention your job. I did not mention work. Work is not a non-negotiable. Yeah, you have to do it. You have to go. You got to get paid, blah, blah, blah. I get it. No, what is your priority? Remember, we're talking about two things. Prioritizing what matters most, non-negotiables and big rocks, to what needs your attention, work. Two different things, two categories right now. So first, you're going to put in your non-negotiables for your week. The second thing you're going to do to plan your perfect week is you are going to put in your unstoppable habits, workouts, self-care, like massage appointments, meditation, yoga, exercise, cooking. Man, I have a friend, he cooks. That's his jam. He loves, like, he knows he has to be home by 4:30, 5 o'clock because cooking is his way to decompress. The kids are out of activities. His wife works late. He can get home. He can cook dinner. And he's doing it as an act of service. But selfishly, cooking is where he finds his, like, his own time. For me, it's in the gym. For me, it's riding my mountain bike. For him, it's cooking. It also could be journaling. It could be doing a gratitude journal, doing meditation, doing devotionals. It could be that type of thing. So your unstoppable habits, those go into your calendar second. And then last things first, plan your sleep schedule. When you're going to wake up, when you're going to go to bed. Okay, so my goal for myself, my goal for you is that you will be able to get up at the same time every morning, go to bed at the same time every night. Yeah, real life happens. That doesn't always work, but control it as much as you can. One of the tools that I learned from Craig that really helped me in this is the idea of a reverse alarm. Take a reverse alarm. I don't have my phone with me right now, but on your phone, you can set an alarm. It's a bedtime alert, but listen to it. Set a reverse alarm. Put it on your phone, turn off technology, start winding down, and get ready for bed. So if I'm getting up to go swimming at 5 a.m., I know I need to be in bed by 9 o'clock or else I'm a puddle of goo. Like, I need my sleep. I also need to get up early and get that fitness in early in the morning because that's all that's working right now. So 8:30, reverse alarm goes off. I'm shutting it down. I'm not taking on any more input. I am doing output. I am talking to Kim. I'm relaxing. Maybe I have a shower before I go to bed, whatever it is, but reverse alarm. So put that in. So do your non-negotiables, your big rocks first. Then do your unstoppable habits. Those go into your calendar next. Last things first, your wake up time, your bedtime. And here's another part of this too. You need to be able to cut it off. You need to be able to stop your day. That's why the reverse alarm is so important, because you need to have a cutoff time to your day where you just have an end time for everything. At work, if you're done work at 5, set a reverse alarm for 4:30 where you can just do a brain dump. Brain dump everything that's in your mind right then and put it down on a piece of paper. For me, I use an app for work called Trello where I will do a brain dump in Trello where I will identify my most important task for the next day, my batch tasks, messages that need to be responded to. But by just the act of brain dumping that out, guys, do it through voice memos, do it on your phone, write it down on a notepad. Just that act gets it out of your brain so that you can be more present in the evening so that you can go to sleep. You'll also subconsciously, while you're sleeping, start to be more creative in ways where you can take on your most important tasks. So it's not going to keep you up at night. It'll help you sleep better because you're not thinking about it because you already have a plan for the next day. All right, so a brain dump, prioritize your tasks, and process planning. Now, then you can put in your job, put in work, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., whatever it is. For me, 7:15 to 4:30. Like, whatever it is for you, put it in there, your work. But make sure that you're also prioritizing your non-negotiables, your unstoppable habits, and your end time. So here are some threats that you're going to find. With the pillar of organization and balance, you're going to have threats to your financial organization. one-offs like big trips, the holidays, overspending, debt. There could be a whole bunch of things. An emergency, like those are threats to your finances and organization and balance in your finances. Organization and balance, some threats to that in your time and in your attention could be overdoing it. So committing to too much, not having the power to say no, doing things in the wrong order. So you, instead of doing your most important tasks first and prioritizing your non-negotiables, you're doing the batch things first, you're answering emails, you're doing little tasks around the house. How many of us have something really important that we need to work on? And then we realize as we look around us, oh, this room could be really tidied, or oh, I need to cut the grass, even though the grass doesn't need to be cut. Or we find these little things to do that distract us from what matters most. These could be threats to your time. Not having deadlines and no boundaries can also be a threat to your organization and balance. The doom scroll. Man, we get into the doom scroll a lot, don't we? It's so easy just to sit there and just think about nothing as we scroll through everybody else's videos, everybody else's stories, and everybody else's moments. So there you go. Some things I want you to think about as you are prioritizing your organization and balance in the Fatherhood 360 framework. Guys, I'm excited to continue this mini series with you. I shared with you an area of growth that we're looking at right now, and that's date night for us. We're also looking at an area of growth personally right now for me is how can I show up the most or show up the best for the people who matter most. Sometimes in our lives, guys, we are faced with some hard things. And in my job and my profession, I've been faced with some really hard things lately. And it has reminded me that I need to show up better for the people who matter most. I can still show up good for everyone else, but I need to master myself and where I'm putting my energy so that I can show up for who matters most. So this week, my hope for you, my prayer for you is that in your journey, in this Fatherhood 360 framework, in this fatherhood journey for you to become a dad making a difference, that when it comes to organization and balance, that you can give the most to those who matter the most. That you can prioritize what's most important by giving attention to what needs it. And you can go back and you can start to see that this act of counterbalance, giving something a little bit more attention this week and giving something else a little bit more attention next week without neglecting anything, but being aware of everything. If you do this, if you plan your week in advance, if you seek advice of experts, as Kim and I did with our finances, I encourage you to do the same. If you don't know who to connect to, please send me an email, cam@dmdpodcast.com. I have a whole list of people that I would be able to introduce you to who could help you get on the right path. Whether you're in Canada, you're in the United States, you're talking savings and life insurance and investments, or you're talking about taxes and accounting, I know men who can help you get into the right direction when it comes to organizing and balancing your finances. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the DMD Podcast. Next week, we're going to shut down this mini series on the Fatherhood 360 framework. We're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, building capacity in others, how we're going to build leadership capacity within our kids, within our wife and our partner, and within those around us. This is what we talk about when we talk about making a difference in our family, in our business, and in our community. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.
Thank you for joining me today on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference Podcast. I hope you found value in today's show. And if it made a positive impact on you, please share it with someone you know, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And if you are a father listening to this right now who is driven to build a life of significance, to truly make a difference in the life of your family, in your business, and in the community around you, go to dmdmastermind.com to learn more about the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind. a mastermind group for fathers that provides men with the skills, the connections, the accountability, the proven steps, and the brotherhood to truly become a dad making a difference. I'm Cam Hall. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I will see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.